This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. President Donald Trump says it is the whistleblower and a top House Democrat who are to blame for the impeachment inquiry, the AP's Ed Donahue reports.
The president says the person that started this got it all wrong.
I made a call. The call was perfect. When the whistleblower reported it, he made it sound terrible.
And he wants to know more about this person.
Well, we're trying to find out about a whistleblower.
President Trump also thinks the chair of the House Intelligence Committee is out of line.
Adam Schiff, representative, congressman, made up what I said. He actually took words and made it up.
The president says there was a lot of corruption in the 2016 election, in his words,
against us.
And he wants to get to the bottom of it. Ed Donahue, Washington.
North Korea's ambassador to the United Nations said Monday that tensions remain high with the United States and little has been achieved diplomatically a year after the historic summit between the two adversaries. It was the final day of the UN General Assembly debate. Kim blamed American political and military provocations, his words, for the stalled talks and urged Washington to find a new approach. Talks between the United States and North Korea broke down after a second summit in February between Kim and Trump, ended without a deal. Kim demanded a relaxation of sanctions in exchange for partial steps to dismantle his nuclear program. Trump wanted a more far-reaching deal. North Korea has conducted 10 rounds of short-range missile tests since early May. Washington has imposed sanctions on several entities and people associated with the Russian organization linked to interference in U.S. elections. The U.S. Treasury Department announced Monday it's targeting the so-called Internet Research Agency and its top financer. The announcement called out the organization for efforts to interfere in the U.S. midterm elections of 2018, although it said the integrity of the elections was not compromised. VOA News.